I don't know if you've seen this yet, but there's a couple of Pacer fans at a Nets game a few nights ago, and they were on Kiss Cam. Their names are Michael and Grace, and they didn't realize they were on Kiss Cam. So the camera's on them, and they're talking to each other, and clearly they're in a disagreement. And the male, his face is kind of contorted, like, I don't know. And then the woman, who turns out to be named Grace, says, what the F are you talking about? You know, I was talking with my wife about this, and she said, I don't think this is that big a deal. I've probably said that to you already today. What the F are you talking about? You know, it's not that.
So many times a day.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you just get that said to you. So they track this couple down. Somebody recorded it and put it up on their social media. So now this woman and this guy were tracked down, and they were on Inside the NBA with Shaquille O'Neal and Kenny Smith and Charles Barkley. And Ernie Johnson asked the question, well, what were you talking about? And it's the most boring answer you can possibly imagine. They're at the basketball game, Pacers and Nets, and the guy said, well, we're talking about this.
Unfortunately, it was as boring as it could be. We were talking about sort of the rigors of a liberal arts education and how I thought it needed to be essentially updated for, like, how, you know, the future job market looks. Yeah. And she disagreed.
The rigors of her liberal arts education is what they were discussing.
I thought he said something else at first, yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
What did you think he said?
Nothing good.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
The rigors of a liberal arts education and how he thinks it should be changed. And she said, what the F are you talking about?
Warranted. Completely warranted.
Yeah. At the basketball game. Well, in fairness, it was Pacers Nets. Okay, so.
Yeah, nothing much to watch. My God. Yeah.
They're Pacers
fans.
Why
are they even? Were they
invited? Well, they're Pacers fans. They live in New York, but they're Pacers fans. They must be from Indiana originally.
Ooh.
And so they got Pacer jerseys on, and they're watching this game. And his face is so contorted. And then she says that to him. But you know what a lot of people said online? It's like, this is a perfect couple. They speak the way you're supposed to speak to each other. You know, it wasn't in any dramatic or anything. She just said, what the F are you talking about? So Shaquille O'Neal says, I have an offer for you.
Hold on. I'll tell you what. If you ask her to marry you right now, I'll buy the engagement ring.
Ooh.
Listen.
No, I ain't gonna listen. Do it right now. Do it right now. Get on your knee right now. I'll buy the ring.
So I didn't agree to this.
But you can say yes or no.
Well, I'll tell you what.
I want to do this.
Let me tell you something. You've already cursed him out on national television. You turned him down on national television. He better abort.
She said, I'm not agreeing to this.
No.
But he could have asked her to marry him and gotten the ring from Shaq. And then when they do want to get married, or he could save it for somebody else.
Yeah, you know? I was going to say, I don't know if this couple's going to work out.
Do you think? I wasn't sure.
Mm.
I mean, they seem like a good young couple.
I know, and you love a good kooky love story like this.
I think it's cool.
But to me, I mean, even though it is Pacers Nets, if you're supposed to be there kind of having fun, and it's like a timeout and all the lights are going, it's fun. And these two are having a serious conversation about
the rigors of her liberal arts education.
And you can tell he's into it, too. He's like, all right, remember.
Oh, he is into it.
She's probably I've heard this 10 times today.
He said, we talk about it all the time.
And well, probably because
she's probably like, or you.
Yeah, he's probably getting the degree in liberal arts.
I was going to say, I wonder if she's made comments like, why don't you get a real degree?
Well, maybe. That's a possibility,
And then he's like, you don't understand the rigors of the liberal arts. And, of course, but why this came up at the... Well, I mean, the Pacers Nets game.
Well, is it a timeout? You know, they're showing the Kiss Cam on, and they're so engrossed in conversation they don't see themselves up on the jumbotron. They have no idea they're even there.
You could tell. Maybe he's like, we gotta leave in the third quarter. I gotta get home for still got some homework.
Very rigorous liberal arts test.
Like, you don't understand the rigors of liberal arts.
I don't think they're gonna get married. I don't know how long they've been dating or anything, but everybody was like, they're so great together. They look great together, too, in my opinion. They just have that look like they go together. And she has a face like that's like, I'm not going to agree with this liberal arts thing. It's really, to me, they were really fun.